Musicians of Malwick is a flexible-sized chamber music ensemble in residence at the Schuyler Mansion, a New York State Historic Site, and at the Schenectady County Community College. The group performs regularly on concert series in upstate New York, presenting programs specializing in the music of the 18th and 19th century. Each season, they present five subscription series concerts in addition to performing at historic sites throughout the region. This year, they'll present their biannual Macabre Music Program, which this year features the world premiere of Jeffrey Brody's Phantasmagoria. Very, very cool. The program will have other scary pieces of music as well. Host of the evening will be actor Brian Massman. Here to tell us more about it, Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz, actor Brian Massman, and Seamus Caffrey, owner of the Old English Pub. Thank you very much for being with us all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Anne Marie, let us begin with you as putting all this together of what do you have up your sleeve with this particular performance?
Probably way too much. This concert is a popular theme program that we've done. This will actually be our fourth incarnation of it. And this particular year, in addition to the Phantasmagoria, which is this incredible world premiere with music of Boston-based composer Jeffrey Brody, set to text of Edgar Allan Poe, we have also a premiere by our flutist Norman Thibodeau, who wrote this delightful solo flute piece called Slippery Slope, and our famous Danse Macabre finale this year with a live film showing by Taylor DeVito, who's a 10th grader at Amsterdam High School. And she's done a wonderful film sort of depicting a modern-day version of Danse Macabre, which I think the audience will enjoy very much. And we'll be in costume and made up, and there'll be special effects. And Brian has a whole script devised to sort of link you eerily from piece to piece. And then before the concert, we have knife sharpener Chaz Martel sharpening your knives. And we have...
How did that come up at the meeting? At what point did that come up? Look, quick, get the knife sharpener.
Well, actually, I was reading an article about him, and it said he loved classical music, and I thought, wow, we could have him come to the concert and sharpen knives and it would fit into the theme. And so I contacted him and he said yes. And then I thought,
welcome to Weapons Night.
Exactly. And then I thought, oh, we could have meat pies too. And I contacted Steve Barnes at the Times Union and I said, where can I get meat pies? And he goes, well, of course, the Old English Pub, and Seamus Caffrey would be happy to give you meat pies.
Oh, if Steve had a dollar for every time somebody called him and asked him where he could get a good meat pie.
So that's how it all came about.
Seamus, now I have to go to you next. So this is something fun, I would assume, to get roped into?
Absolutely. The Anne-Marie approached us and said, we're putting on this performance. There's a strong component of Sweeney Todd in it. And obviously, everybody knows the story of Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. And it's, the meat pies and the pasties that we make are very much a staple of British food. And the neat thing about it is you can put anything you want in it, from something very mundane and normal to something very macabre and a wee bit creepy. But.
So when you say pasties...
Pasties, yeah.
And what is that?
A pasty is basically a meal wrapped up in a pastry, in a puff pastry or some type of a crust.
Okay.
It's quite literally...
Because in the email, I came off as pasties, and I was like, what the hell kind of show are we having here today?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't actually bring my pasties, but I did bring some pasties for you guys. And like I said, we make daily ones every day, so we really get creative and fun with it. And that was the whole fun with Sweeney Todd is that, it's macabre and it's very, very entertaining what kind of people you might want to put in a meat pie if you think about it. I mean, he obviously put some enemies, but who would you like to put?
But these we've all thought of that at one point, right? Haven't we?
I'm sure.
Comes into they smell great.
Yes. Yeah. Today we actually brought you a selection. It's a Philly cheesesteak. So it's a little more of an Americanized one. Yeah. Everything we've made in-house. And we've also got a little side of a filet mignon gravy to dip it into.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Look at you, man. I'm from Philadelphia.
If I don't come bearing gifts, no one will allow me in the front door.
So. that's not true. All right. Well, we'll try those in a second. Let us move on now to our good friend Brian, who you know, amongst other things that you'll be doing, you get to speak Poe. That's cool.
Yes, because the Phantasmagoria piece was Poe. I thought about it, and I thought I've always wanted to do the bells and really do it. And so because we have all these kind of episodes between all of the songs, I break it up. The bells has got four segments to it, and they progressively get more intense. It starts out very light and gets warm, and then it gets kind of frightening, and then it gets grisly. And so it's kind of a nice build, and I do it in pieces throughout the, you know, spaced out between the numbers.
You know, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think something that is done a lot, right?
No. I remember when it's a very florid poem, shall we say?
Yeah.
and which is my forte. I like things that are a wee bit over the top, shall we say. So I'm having fun with it.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I have to go back to something that you mentioned, Anne Marie, which it just popped into my head, which you said you were going to be in costume. Is that a pain then to play in costume?
Not so much a pain. I mean, you have to watch the sleeves a little bit around the string instruments. But it
your
basically
bow and
works.
The meat pie.
Well, and actually, the flute player has to practice in the makeup because we put on sort of zombie-like makeup and it changes his embouchure. So while that's not an issue at all for string players, except for getting it on your instrument, so, it changes the weight, I think, of his cheeks. So he has to get used to sort of working with that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. Yes.
The fact that you know that, too, is pretty cool.
Well,
like,
we
you
were
learned this
about,
over time, right?
Right. And we were talking about it on Friday, and he was asking if I could bring the makeup. We have our dress rehearsal tomorrow night so that he could try playing with it. Because he's doing a lot on this program. He's really one of the featured performers. So
all right.
See how it goes.
I remember hearing Sean Connery say one time that he didn't like wearing toupees because having the tape on his forehead affected the resonance of his voice.
Wow.
You know,
I'm sure there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
But it may just be a diva thing.
I think so.
But honestly, who's going to tell Sean Connery what to do?
You know,
that's right.
When you have a voice like that, what are you going
to
say?
Why are they asking Sean Connery to wear a toupee? Just let him do whatever he needs to do. All right, let's try the meat pies. Is this
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Aren't you nice? All right. And this looks like a... like a turnover?
Very similar, yeah. I mean, really the only difference between this and something like a turnover.
Like a triangle, for
right.
those of you who are not going to WAMC.org and see this on TV. you can see, but it looks like a sort of a turnover-esque.
Yeah, very much so.
Right.
Yeah,
pie crust kind of pastry.
Very much so. It's a really simple way for us to provide something amazing and delicious every day, and it allows our chefs to get creative. Our head chef Ross Thompson loves to do different things, and maybe it's one day we may even do vegan ones. We may do specialty seasonal ones, seasons of the fall, especially really hearty, standard kind of American comfort food fare. So we try to mix it up and do as many fun things as we can.
Oh, Seamus.
It's
this
delicious,
is very, very
isn't
good.
It?
The gravy is particularly
really amazing.
Spot on.
It's great.
So,
if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that.
So how are you, how do these rear their heads during the performance? I mean, are people chomping down on these during the...
We will serve them before the performance while people are having their blades honed. We'll have it actually downstairs in the basement of the church, which is very creepy. And people can arrive at 6 for that. And then the concert starts at 7. And it has no intermission, so it runs about probably an hour and 15, an hour and 20. But it's a really very intense experience, and I think that people will find it to be scary and fun and a great night.
So by the time you go down to enjoy the music, you will have had your knife sharpened and you will have been fed.
Yes.
And you'll be put even more in the mood for some macabre, spooky stuff.
Absolutely. And the audience is also welcome to attend in costume if they would like to. That's their prerogative.
Have they in the past?
Some people do. Some people really get into Halloween. So
yeah, I know.
It makes it really fun.
I don't
fun.
Know how I feel about that.
And actually, the last time we did this program 2 years ago, a bat made an appearance during the finale, and people thought that we had cued the bat, but it was as much a surprise to us as anyone.
So. And that just bats live in church basements.
Well, this is actually in the sanctuary.
Oh, all right. Well, that too.
Yes.
Well, you have a knife sharpening guy. Why do you have a bat guy?
Exactly.
Go after it. You're supposed to stay in the belfry.
Right.
That's part of the whole thing with the bells, too, is we're going to be having a little fun with bells.
Yes, yes. This is all quite well choreographed.
When you do something like this, I mean, it seems that it brings wonderful attention to the group as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it shows them that classical music does not have to be stodgy, particularly chamber music, which has this very elite sort of connotation, and that it can be loads of fun. The music is very not only accessible, but exciting and sort of mesmerizing in certain cases. And one of the, I think, really appealing things about this program, while we have some older music, and it's not even really that old, it dates to the late 1800s. We have 7 pieces on the program. 3 of them are actually world premieres, and the other one was written in the 1950s. So there's this wonderful sort of new music, scary music, the film by Taylor DeVito, this Amsterdam yeah. High School sophomore. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
Here's what I love about you and why I always enjoy having you on is that over, was it 13 years? Is it
yes.
Your 13th year?
Yes.
And you've been on many times in the past. And I love the partnerships that you have with different groups and bring different people in. And to me, that has to help you and also brings the community together. It's not just you going out and doing your thing. You're bringing in Seamus. You're bringing in different groups. You're bringing in guys with knives. you know, it's I know you've done things with you've had beer
yes.
with the pump station. I mean, right. You've done a lot of nice, really good things with the community, and I think that's really important.
Well, thank you, and I have to say I enjoy it too, and I think that part of the whole concert going experience today, it should not feel one-dimensional. It should feel three-dimensional and have lots of components, and this is a way of including the audience in a whole different kind of scenario, I think, so that it's not just watching musicians in black clothing play, but it's really, they're very involved, and it just brings a whole different perspective, I think, to classical music, and I think it makes it fun, and I love involving people like Seamus and Brian because they're fun too, and they, you know, get enthusiastic, and often we feed off of each other in the sense, not just eating pasties, but coming up with collaborative ideas, and that the whole sort of concept expands.
Now, yeah. I should note that then you have this on Friday, October 25th at 7 o'clock. So this concert is this Friday.
Right, and the knife sharpening pasty starts at 6.
At 6 o'clock. my God, don't forget that.
Exactly.
Be there at 6 o'clock and then catch the show at 7. This is at the First Reformed Church in Schenectady. And then you have another great concert coming up in middle of November.
Correct. On Sunday, November 17th, we do one of our 2 annual performances at the Schuyler Mansion, New York State Historic Site. And they've gotten so popular, they sell out. And so we've started doing 2 shows. We will have 1 at 2 and 1 at 4. And then Jim Rua is hosting a private dinner for us at Cafe Capriccio afterwards. And it's an all-inclusive dinner with wonderful appetizers and many, many course selections and wonderful desserts. And it's limited to 30 because we're in a private room. And so you can attend the dinner for an additional cost. If you're a 5 concert subscriber, you can come to the concert regardless. It's a wonderful program, all music inspired by Mozart opera melodies. So, and the wow. Mansion's a really incredible place to hear a concert.
Terrific. And I assume, well, you'll be back sometime soon to tell us more about stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
We'd love to have you back. Seamus, if I need a meat pie filled before Friday. Where's the tavern at?
The Old English Pub, we're located at the foot of Clinton Avenue near the Palace Theater, 683 Broadway. in the old Quackenbush House.
So I know where you are. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest buildings in Albany. We're very proud of being able to be there, and so we really try to...
How long have you been there now?
We've just celebrated our two-year anniversary, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and in fact, I don't mean to correct you, but I'm actually the manager of the pub. I'm the working stiff. One of our owners, Matt Baumgartner.
Of course, we know Matt very well.
Yeah, and Mark Graydon. They are very excited. They're very excited to take part in this because we love doing things like this. In fact, we have Sunday brunches. We also have a pumpkin carving festival this Sunday, the 27th, to raise money for Miles for Smiles, a great organization that helps families with children suffering from debilitating diseases.
Well, you're doing great work, and I thank you very much for coming and sharing and feeding us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for
inviting us. Thanks to Matt and everybody. That's really terrific. And again, it is it's the Old English Pub and right in Albany. And Brian, what have you got besides this? Anything exciting you want to tell us about?
Oh, I'm doing a video for I do a lot of video design for the stage, which I'm also doing some in this show. But I'm designing a video installation for a show at Cap Rep this January called The Mountaintop.
Oh, great.
That's about Martin Luther King. And I'm also doing video and sound effects for a new production of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen at Siena. My wife's doing costumes, and it's pretty exciting. This is a big kind of lift for Siena. We've got quite a few professional people up from the city that are involved in the various facets of writing and composing and designing. Yeah, I've got a lot of things going right now.
A lot to keep you busy.
Yeah.
And of course, Anne-Marie, you have this show. And this is the first of the season?
Yes, it is. It's our season opener.
Your kickoff.
Our kickoff.
And then you go five shows, is that what?
Five shows, yes.
And that'll sometime in the spring, April?
Through April, yes. Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of good stuff coming up. And I hope you come back and tell us more about other good stuff. Excellent.
Thank you.
Always wonderful to have you here. We wish you all the luck in the world. If you'd like to find out more information about this terrific macabre music and this phantasmagoria, which is taking, what you can't say that word enough.
It's difficult.
That's lovely.
Phantasmagorical, that's my favorite.
Yeah, phantasmagorical. First Reformed Church on Church Street in Schenectady. It is at 7 o'clock, but get there early with your knives at 6. Have a meat pie, have fun, and have a beautiful evening for the first concert for the Musicians of Malwick. You can find out more information by going to their website, which is musiciansofmalwick.org. Musicians of Malwick, that's M-A-A-L-W-Y-C-K, musiciansofmalwick.org. Anne-Marie, Brian, and Seamus, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful time on Friday night, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.